Okay, Avodas Pnim Os Chaf Aleph. Shnei Dargos B'Avoda. There are two levels when it comes to Avodas Hashem. HaChachma V'Atmimos. Wisdom and understanding, and wholesome simplicity. HaChacham Yodeya Asahifuch U'Makir Omekara Elishamavat Lo B'Chachmaso. The Chacham says, because I'm a Chacham, I know things. I'm connected to things. So I know how bad evil is, but I'm smart enough to know how to avoid it. He recognizes the danger of it. He understands the omek hara, but he negates it with his wisdom. V'hatamim, but a person who has the midah of tmimus, eino yodea min hara, he doesn't know about it. He avoids it. O osa atzmo ke'eino yodea, it's a chashuv line. Or he makes himself like one who doesn't know. I mean, he doesn't allow himself to be makasher himself to it, in his mind. Even if he heard about it, he pushes it away. He doesn't get stuck on it. But I don't know. It could be that's not the right one. I'm not sure.
It's
the last. Oh, is it? Ein ha-yetzer misgarabo, kevan shelo ta'am me'etz hadas. And therefore, since the person who has this mid of tmimus, either chooses not to know everything, that's what we're going to talk about in this piece, or if he knows about it, he tries not to get stuck on it at all. So then, because of that, the Yetzer Hara is not able to incite him, is not able to work against him on that inyan, because he's not toim, he's not tasting, he doesn't have the tam of the Yetzer Das in his mouth. Interesting. So what he's saying the Yetzer Das is, and he's going to say it more clearly from the Kushan Sar Magid, is that Yetzer Das is this need and this desire to want to know everything, to always be in the know. Right? And that's a dangerous thing, as we'll see. That simply by knowing about it, now it's within the realm of possibility. Right? When I didn't know it even existed, I didn't know it was a thing. I never heard that anyone does that. I didn't know it existed in the world, so then I'm not tempted by it. Now it's a curiosity of mine. Now I know it exists. I heard about it. I know about it. I read about it. I didn't do it. I don't even know anyone who did it. But I know it's an inyan, so now the Yetzer Hara can say, remember that thing you heard about, you know about? Right. Why should you be the lamani gara? Why should I be the only one to lose out? And then, once you know about it, so you have to fight knowledge with knowledge. In other words, you have to use the koach of chachma, which I'll explain what that means, in order to escape it. Now you have to outsmart it, because now the Yetzer Hara is attacking. So you need to use tremendous wisdom in order to overcome it. Greater is wisdom than weaponry. Right? Meaning the greatest tool can be chachma, but again, that's already once I'm engaged in the fight. We're saying it's the greatest weapon of all, but that's for a person who chose to get into the fight with the Yetzer Hara. What is the chachma? Of course, chachma hu yira. Chachma, the greatest chachma of all, is to use my mind to understand Hashem, and through that to come to a real Yira, whether it's a Yira Sa'onash or a Yira Sa'romus, he doesn't say, but to come to a real Yira, a real awareness of Hashem, and a trepidation before Him, an awe and respect, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. But it would be much better if I didn't get into that mess to begin with. Why did I have to find out about it? Why was I being so curious and so nosy, and always needing to be in the know? V'lachein ha'odam ha'pashut she'ein b'chocho l'natzeach ha'yetzer. So what happens once a person has already started up with the Yetzer Hara? So if he has Chachma, Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem, if he has real Yiras Shamayim, so he could sometimes defeat the Yetzer Hara with Yiras Hashem. Meaning Yetzer Hara could give you the greatest offer in the world, but my clarity of Hashem is so strong, I know Hashem, right? My Das of Hashem is so strong that I can overcome him. But sometimes I can't. So how do I defeat the Yetzer Hara then? I have to somehow hit kind of the reset button and go back to tmimus. I have to make it, like he said before, ki'ilu I don't ke'eno yodeh, as if I don't know about it. Ha'etza sheyikach atzmo l'midas ha'tmimus. If I'm not able to defeat the Yetzer Hara once he's already raised his challenge to me, so then I need to revert to that midah of tmimus. V'yishmoras atzmo shel yirtza leida min hara nimsa ba'olam. And I need to what? I need to guard myself not to know about these things. As the Pasuk says in Koheles, Shomer mitzvah lo yeda davara. interesting source. I'm not sure how he's using that pasuk exactly. It's shomer mitzvah lo yedah davara. But the point is that if a person can guard himself from even knowing about these things, maybe mitzvah, maybe he's using it like that. Mitzvah we know is a lashon of tzavsa, right? A lashon of companionship. Tzavsa means companionship, friendship, the one who you're davuk to. Mitzvah serves as strings to attach us to Hashem. So shomer mitzvah, maybe that's what it means. Shomer mitzvah, maybe he's saying it like this. If I guard myself from attaching myself to it, then lo yedah davara. If I don't even know about it, then I don't come to actually do it. V'zehu tikun lepagam ha-yesod al-yedei tikun hadas. And again, this is a fixing of the pagam ha-yesod, which is that desire for iskashrus, for attachment, but I can prevent the problem by controlling my mind. And again, controlling my mind here doesn't just mean machshav azaris, it just means I don't need to know about everything. Once I know about everything, I'm asking for trouble. The mind knows, the eyes see, the mind knows, the heart wants, and the klei ma'isa goymer, and the body does it. But if I can guard myself from getting any connection to it, then it's much easier that it doesn't lead to lemaisa. Right? The same way in Kedusha, that Tanya talks about how the creation of a child begins in the moach, in the mind, in the das, in the desire for a man to attach himself to his wife and to produce a child. That itself creates the possibility. So the same thing in Ra. When it enters my mind, now it's already entered into the system, and it can trickle down to Yesod, to Pagam HaBris, etc. Whenever a Jew is mekadesh himself in a particular midah, who shover umachnia saklipa vasitra achra shebechol haolam, umal imoes klalis Yisrael. You find this a lot in Svarim. The idea that when a person is mezgaber on something, it's not just for himself; he actually helps the entirety of Klal Yisrael. It's a very powerful Klal Yisrael, you know, a raven. Right? That when I control my Yetzirah, I make it easier for my roommate to control his Yetzirah. And for the Jew on the other side of the world, who I never met, to control his Yetzirah. It's part of that idea that, again, is developed in all this farm, the spiritual DNA that we have. It's the Magen Avraham, like the Chiddush Arim talks about. Right? It's the Asara Nisyonos of Avraham Avinu, like Rav Chaim Volozhiner talks about. There's a certain spiritual DNA that we have from all of the Avos. It's Yosef HaTzadik, like the Sfas Emes talks about, defeating Eshes Potifar, making it possible for all of us to be like that. That's why the Gemara says in Maseches Yoma, a person has to ask himself, he's going to be brought to the judgment, Lasid Lavo, and they're going to say, why weren't you more like Hillel? Why weren't you more like Yosef? Why weren't you more like Rabbi Lazar ben Charsom? A person comes to the Olam Emes, a person says, Hashem, I was too poor to learn Torah. Too poor to learn Torah? Hillel was very poor. He was frozen to the rooftop in the Gemara in Yoma. He learned Torah. What's your excuse? Person said I was too rich to learn Torah. Too rich to learn Torah. Rabbi Lazar ben Charsom was head of a in the Gemara. What's your excuse? Person says I was too handsome. I got too involved in Taivas Olam Haza. I was too busy with the Nashim. So a person says, so Hashem says, no, but Yosef. Yosef was sold by his brothers, living in Erev HaSaaretz. He's a young, handsome guy. He's being seduced by Eshes Potifar, and he said no. What's your excuse? So Sfas Emes says, what kind of taina is that? Meaning, I'm not Hillel, and I'm not Rav Elazar ben Charsom, and I'm not Yosef HaTzadik. So Sfas Emes says, no, but once they did it, it became Shayach. Lahavdil, the same way when Roger Bannister broke the record for running a mile in under how many minutes? What was it? They couldn't do it under what? 4 or 3 minutes? Couldn't do it under 4? So once he broke the record, so then a short while afterwards, a lot of runners were able to do it in under 4 minutes. Meaning until someone made it shayach, it wasn't shayach. Once Yosef does it, you can do it also. I'm not Yosef HaTzadik. Okay, but you have the spiritual DNA of Yosef HaTzadik. So don't make the excuses. That's why I bring a nice remez. They say, Rabus machshavos b'lev ish, va'atzas Hashem, hisak. Right? Rabus machshavos b'lev ish. A person has all sorts of machshavos, explanations, Hashem, I couldn't, it's too hard, my circumstances, whatever excuses you're going to give. So, what Atzas Hashem is? Hashem's response is going to be, He takum. Hashem's going to tell He to stand up and testify against you. What's He? Hey, Yod Aleph. Hillel, Yosef, and Elazar. You're going to make all your excuses, Hashem's going to say. Hashem's going to bring out the evidence. They did it, why couldn't you? Why couldn't you do it? So therefore, when a Jew is misgaber, again, even a regular, you know, quotes, regular Jew like ourselves, so we help the whole world. The whole Klal Yisrael gets picked up. All the more so those Jews who are connected to the essence of my soul. There are certain Jews that are drawn from a certain place, and there's more of a soul connection. So vaday misalim al yado. Those people are certainly lifted up by you. It's a very empowering way to defeat your Yetzirah. Right? If I win, I win for the whole world. Or I win for who knows how many people connected to my soul. If I lose, I drag all those people down with me. They don't deserve it. Why should I do it to this guy? My roommate's a good guy. Why should I drag him down? By me being nechshal, he becomes nechshal. V'chein re'isi b'sefer b'shem ha'magid mikoshnitz. This is a very powerful line. Ki inyan eitz hadas. What was the chet eitz hadas? He says, hainu taiva leid ha'kol. I always need to know. What's the hak? Why do you need to know the hak? Once you know it, you have a sheiches to it. Once you've heard the dirt, right? Like people talk, you know, got some good dirt on this guy. So now you have a sheiches to it. Now you've made contact with it. That's what das is. Ve'yesh lo mar'od ki das hu lashon eschabrus. What is das? Das means attachment. Ve'yada adam eschava. Similar to what it says in Bereishis Perek Dalet Pasuk Aleph, that Adam knew his wife. That was Adam and Chava being intimate together. So when you know something, you develop an intimate connection with it. You're mekusher to it. Shayodeya min hara kfar yesh lo eschabrus imara ve'ein lo eitza el lashovo imdas ha'emes. And once you know, once you've tasted it in the negative, the only way to defeat it is through what? Is through a holy type of das. Va'al kein das gam kein lashon shvira. This is amazing, Bikias. There's a pasuk in Shoftim that says Vayoda vahem anshe sukos. That they, I think we had it actually once in Degel Machan Ephraim, that they thrashed the people of Sukkos. They beat up the people of Sukkos. So Vayoda can be a lashon of smashing. So the only way to what? To again, so to speak, hit that reset button. Once you have das, once you know about it, you're attached to it. And it's gonna be hard to shatter that until you shatter it and go back to the tmimus. And that's why again, he gave us the Eitza. Osa atzmo ke'emi odeh. Make yourself like someone who doesn't know. If you know about it and someone says, oh, you know what? Nah, I don't know about this. I don't want to hack about it. I don't want to talk about this. Because the more I know about it, the more it becomes within the realm of possible. And that's a very dangerous thing. Okay? All right, we're going to skip Os Chaf Beis. Let's go to Chaf Gimel. Let's see. Chaf Gimel, Chaf Dal, and Chaf Hei are sort of a unit. Let's see if we can do these three together. HaTorah nidreshes b'chlal uprat. The Yud Gimel Midos shaTorah nidreshes b'chlal. There's klal and there's prat. Yesh avodas Hashem b'chlal. Hainu avoda klalis. Shehu chayzek chazek be'amuna ubitachon. Ve'ratzon chazak. V'tshuka la'avodas Hashem yisbarach. What's the klal of avodas Hashem? I'm sorry if I should have made more photocopies. I thought people had more copies. Just share with each other if it runs out, I'm sorry. Or if someone wants to run to the sixth floor and make a few copies, I apologize. So the Torah is expounded in klal and prat, right? That's not just a technical tool that we use in terms of the Yud Gimel Midos Shatorah Nidreshes. That's the big picture of Torah. There's klal and there's prat. The klal of Torah is amuna, is bitachon, is a strong desire to serve Hashem. Is the overarching understanding that Torah is the purpose of my life. And it's the greatest pleasure I could possibly... Now, how I implement that, there's a lot of pratim. But there's a cloud. There's a cloud of Torah. The big picture of Torah. I rejoice in my Yiddishkeit. I rely upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meisir bitchono mibasar v'dan. I remove my dependency upon human beings. That's the big picture. I want to be a Yid. I want to be connected to Hashem. I know the Torah is the Iker. V'yesh avodas Hashem beprat. Of course, you can't just live in this, you know, in this idea of the big picture. I want to be close to Hashem. How do I do that? I have to learn how to tie my shoes like a Jew. Right? I have to learn how to lend money like a Jew. I need to learn how to heat up food on Shabbos like a Jew. Or not. Hainu shemedakdek b'maisav ha-pratiyim shu'al pi din ha-shulchan aruch v'zahir b'tikdukei mitzvos. There's an infinite amount of details to be studied. Every sif katan and the shach and taz and mishnah berurah and v'chula forever. There's an infinite amount of details. Obviously, we need both. But here's what he says: Avnam tzarech ladas ki a klal mevi ala prat gamkin. Aval misha avodas orak bepratius ve'enu mishtadu ba'avoda haklalis hanizkar leel az yachol lios asher kol yomav lo yagil lezeh. If a person understands the klal properly, it will certainly bring him to the pratim. But if, God forbid, we get too caught in the pratim, it's possible to miss the klal. So what does that mean? It means that if I really understand the klal of emunah and bitachon and avas Hashem and yiras Hashem and tshuka to be oved Hashem and to be sameach, to be a, you know, the simcha of being a Jew and to rely upon a Kodesh Baruch Hu, if I really believe in those things, then if I'm really in love with Hashem as much as I claim I am, so the same way if I'm in love with my wife, I care about the details of her day, even though to another person that might seem irrelevant or boring. But to the person who cares deeply and feels that longing, that connection, that tshuka, that ratzon chazak that he's describing here, so I care about the details. The details of how I talk to my wife and how I interact with my wife, all those details become relevant. But if a person starts with just details, right, and it's not part of the bigger picture of the klal, so I could end up getting lost in that. And therefore, says the Gemara, Al kein amru chazal, bo chabakuk v'amidon al achas. What does it mean though when the Gemara says in Makos that Chabakuk came along and he said, if I had to sum up the whole Torah, it's one thing, v'tzadik b'emunaso yichya. What does that mean? Shehi ha'avod ha'klalis u'mizeh yavo gamkein al kiyam kol tarag mitzvos l'proteim. In other words, Chabakuk wasn't coming to say, oh, just do this one thing and then, like, don't worry about the details. Lehefech. He was saying a person who really gets the one thing, who really understands the essence of what it means to be a Jew, is the person who's going to care the most about the details. If I really love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I really am Tola, if I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I believe that my whole chiyus comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then I want to express that through every little detail of my life. But if a person only starts with the details, it's possible that a person never sees the big picture. That's the idea of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chlal u'v'prat. Okay, we're going to see in a little bit, maybe we'll flesh that idea out a little bit more. Let's keep going for a minute though. Because Chaf Hey, you'll see, is really connected to Chaf Gimel. Let's do Chaf Dalet. Ha'odim tzarech lahamshich chiyuso me'ashem yizbarach v'torasa u'mitzvosav ha'kadoshim v'afilu ha'lechem shu ochel tzarech sheyeda ki achiyus habore yizbarach m'luvash b'lechem hazah. A person needs to realize that all of my chiyus comes from Hashem. That's true through my Torah, through my mitzvos, through the bread that I eat. Kamaymer akasav ki lo al lechem levado yichya adam ki al kol motzi pi Hashem. I'm sustained not by the bread alone, but by the godliness within that bread. It's through the godliness within that bread I get my chiyus. Hashem gives life to all. Any lively experience that I have, Torah, avoda, or a good sandwich, it's all the chiyus of Hashem. Now, look at this. This is a very deep idea. Uvezehu hipuch kol ha'olam ha'megushamim shemoshim chiyusam misitra achra. This is different than most people who their sandwich is not a godly experience. And they don't have Torah. And they don't have mitzvos. So they're getting all their chiyus, so to speak, from the other side, from the sitra achra. Va'alkein, b'sha sha'omrim shma Yisrael. And therefore, at the time that we say, Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Sarach lechavin ki ilu homodia lechol elu hanotim achri haguf, shegam heim ein lehem chiyos acher zulas Hashem Yisbach. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is a declaration that, hey, guess what, world? Even those of you who think you have nothing to do with Hashem, guess what? Every bit of your existence is from Hashem. That there is no chiyus, there's nothing that you receive in this world, zulas Hashem Yisbarach, other than through godly channels. Now look at this. Ki gam chiyus ha-sitra achra, hu minitzot ha-kedusha ha-machaya osa, v'bechinas u-malchuso b'chol mashallah. That even the sitra achra, we talk about this, you know, you read the Chassidus, about the sitra achra. What is that? What on earth does that even mean? Sitra Achra, the other side. What does that mean? Darth Vader? What's the Sitra Achra? What's the Sitra Achra? What does that mean? Hashem Achad. Ein Od Mavado. What's the Sitra Achra? So listen to this piece from the Kashrus Ramagad in this week's Parsha. Okay? Listen to this. When Yaakov Avinu goes, this is a very important piece to know. When Yaakov Avinu fights Sarah Shal Esav, Sitra Achra, Satan, right? And that's how he becomes Yisrael. We mentioned this morning from Gedal Yeshua, right? Yaakov plus Satan is Gematria Yisrael. When you defeat the Satan, that's how you become the elevated Yisrael. So he says, Shemati Omer B'Shem Chacham Echad. Chazitzer Magid, Avodas Yisrael Parshas Vayishlach. I heard B'Shem Chacham Echad, a perish of the Medrash. Yaakov is fighting Sar Shal Esav. Then the Malach says to him, Sh'amar HaMalach Yaakov, Higia Zmani Lomar Shira. I gotta go. My time has come to sing Shira to Hashem. My time has come to sing Shira Svetishbachos to Hashem. Vitzarech Bir, Shemiyom Shenivra Sar Shal Esav, Lo Higia Zmano Lomar Shira, Ad Hayu Nucha, Ad. I'm not sure what that abbreviation is. Shenilchem b'Yaakov, until he fought against Yaakov. Until this moment where the Sar Shal Esav fought against Yaakov, was never his time to sing Shira, or it was just like bad timing, you know? Like in the middle of this epic fight, he's like, oh, I gotta go. I'm sorry, it's my time to sing Shira. Now all of a sudden he has to sing Shira? And Sar Shal Esav sings Shira to Hashem? So he says yes. Hine kol malach eino omim shira v'zimra labor yisbarach shema. When does a malach sing shira? When does a malach get his turn to sing before Hashem? Rak ala chesed shabar lasos retzoni yisbarach. The malach sings shira over the fact that he was able to do God's will. What is the mission statement of Sar Shal Esav? He just lost the fight to Yaakov, and now he's singing shira? That's right. Because you know how Hashem created him? You know why Hashem created the Yitzhara? To lose. Ulamashal, Malach Michal, for example, the Malach Michal, when he's Malamid Zchus on Kal Yisrael, he gets to sing Shira. Right? That's his mission. When he's Malamid Zchus on Kal Yisrael, Malach Michal, our Malach, gets to sing Shira. Sarah Shal Esav, the Sam, the Sitra Achra, Hu a Yitzhara, Hu a Satan, as the Gemara says in Bava Basra, it's all the same Malach. Sometimes he's called Satan, sometimes he's called Yitzhara, sometimes he's called Malach HaMaves, it's all the same Malach. And what's he created to do? He's created lahasis ha'adam ulahasiro midas yotzro ki lekach nivra. His job is to what? Is to mess us up. Is to get us to not serve Hashem. Is to cause us to rebel against Hashem. Amnam af al gav she lekach nivra, even though his job description is get Jews to sin, be'emes he's a malach Hashem. Which means what? His job is to play a really good, He's a really good actor. He plays the part of trying to be our evil inclination working against us. But when he loses to us, he's so happy because he's a Malach Hashem. He's really on our team. This is an amazing Yisod. The Yitzhara is actually... So next time the Yitzhara tries to seduce you, say, I know, you're just a paid actor. You're a really good actor. You're smart. You're Melech Zaki Nuxil. Right? You're an old foolish king. He's called foolish because he fools us, as the Chavetz Chaim said. But you're a really good actor, but I know you're on my team. That's an amazing way to have a conversation with the Yitzhara. I know you don't want me to do this. You're rooting for me not to do this. You're literally rooting for me not to do this. And you want to sing Shira. When I defeat you and I say no, you get to celebrate. Me, you, and Hashem all get to celebrate together. Like the mashal that the Zohar brings, which he quotes here, the Zohar brings a mashal of a king who wants to test his son, the prince. So what does he do? He wants to test his resolve. He hires a prostitute to try to seduce his son. And he tells the prostitute, if you can get my son to sin with you, I'll pay you X amount. But if you play the part and he doesn't sin, I'll actually pay you more. Now your job is to try to get him to sin. But if he doesn't sin, I'll actually be happier and I'll even pay you more for that. Because truthfully, I don't want him to sin. I hope he has the moral compass to make the right choice and not to give in to the Isha Zona. So the same thing here. V'chein ha'nimshal la'yetzahara. Even though the Yetzahara is mefates ha'adam mikol makom, ein chefzo b'risham ha'makshivim l'kolo. He doesn't want us to be risham. He wants us to listen to him. He wants us not to listen to him. He wants us to listen to Hashem. He's really a malach Hashem tzvakos in disguise. And therefore, yes, the malach says, my time to sing Shira has come. In other words, Yaakov Avinu, you're the first one to beat me in this way. To really, really beat me. to really defeat me to such a degree that we can celebrate. So now, with that understanding from this week's Parsha, in Yonah the Yoma, of what the Sitra Achra is, now that we understand that you saw it, so let's come back here. So you have people who see every bit of chiyas that they have, whether it's a physical chiyas or a spiritual chiyas, they see that it's connected to Hashem. And then you have most of the world who are megushim, who are involved in gashmias, and they're drawing, again, apipnimius, they're drawing from the Sitra Achra. And when a Jew says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you're saying to the world, what? Even though it looks like there's opposing forces here, it's really all Hashem Echad, that even those who are drawn after the body, right, in truth, they also don't have chiyas other than from Hashem. Kigam chiyas, again, four lines from the bottom. Kigam chiyas ha-sitra achra, hu minita takadusha machayosa. The sitra achra is also a malach Hashem. It's also being sustained by Hashem. It's that spark of holiness, which is its essence. It wears a lot of costumes, a lot of makeup in order to deceive us. V'ze kavanas ha-yichud. Sha'abore sha'ani ma'amin bo, u'moshech. When I say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, I'm saying Shema Yisrael, listen up, fellow Jews, because at least you can hear it and get it. But I'm really speaking to the whole world. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem our God, is Hashem Echad, is really everyone's God. That even those people who don't realize how much they're getting from Hashem, they're also being sustained by Hashem. Afilu elu she'ein ovdim oso. Even those who don't know the secret, ki ein zulaso, because in truth there's no one besides him. So for a person to realize that, right? That in the moments when I feel like I'm connected to Hashem, I'm connected to Hashem. And even the moments when I don't have a clue that I'm connected to Hashem, and it looks like I'm getting my chiyus from the Sitra Achra, it's also really coming from Hashem. Okay, now let's try to put those last two pieces together for one more piece tonight, Chaf Hei. And this is probably the most exciting piece for tonight. B'tchilas knisas ha'adam la'avodaso yizbarach, hu b'pizur ha'nefesh, ki utzarech lishamer mehayetzer b'har v'enyan. This is Mamasha, great Yisod in the Avodas Hashem. A Jew starts out, he says, I'm ready to become an Eved Hashem. So many things to work on. I don't even know where to start. There are so many inyanim. The Yitzhar has so many things that he's trying to drag me down in. There's so many inyanim. It's so many different topics I need to work on. I need to work on my anger. I need to work on my taiva. I need to work on my gaiva. I need to work on my kina. The list goes on and on. There's so many different inyanim to work on. And in positive, I need to work on brachos, I need to work on Shabbos, I need to work on Erevin, v'chula, v'chula, v'chula. So many things to work on. U'v'chol inyin u'mida yesh lo etos acheros, v'gedarim, u'syagim, l'hakul, l'hachmir. And in each area of avoda, there's a lot of different things, right? I need different techniques to maintain my simcha, and I need techniques to control my shmiras einayim, and I need techniques to watch my lashon hara, and I need techniques to work on davening v'kavana, and I need different techniques, l'hakul, l'hachmir, to juggle all these different things. Kamosha nilchamim oivim rabim, hasovim oso. If I'm at war and I'm being attacked, right, on land and by sea and by sky, so I need an army and I need a navy and I need an air force, I need all the different pieces in order to wage a proper battle. And I feel at times that I'm being attacked on all sides. Yitzhar comes in many different forms. Savuni kedvorim, right, I'm they're swarming, Yitzhar swarming around me. And therefore, at the beginning of one's avodas Hashem, it's very heavy because I feel totally under attack from all sides. But as time goes on, a person starts to realize, you know what? The same way that Hashem is echad, avodas Hashem is echad. Of course, on a certain level, it branches off into Or HaChaim, Yerodea, Choshen Mishpat, Evan Ezer. Of course, there's different mesechtos, there's different mitzvos, there's different averos, there's different inyanim to work on. But as a person starts to put the puzzle together, the way the Tosefta says that Kol HaTorah Kula is inyan echad, and if you ever heard Rav Shechter speak about, you know, there's no such thing as being a specialist in you know, medical ethics, or you can't. There's no such thing as having one thing that I have mastery in, and I'm an Amah Aretz and everything else. All of Torah is one sugya. That's true in Nigla, in understanding how all the Masechtos tie together, and how a halacha here impacts a halacha there, and it's all one sugya. And in this star, even more so. It's all inyan echad. It's mamish all inyan echad. I was saying to someone this morning, I'm saying Justin this morning. I said, Hanukkah, it's Avram, but it's Yitzchak, but it's Yaakov, but it's Yosef, but it's Moshe, but it's Aaron, but it's David. I really think I don't know anything, and I can give a full Hanukkah shiur on each of those, on all seven of the Zion Rohan, and make a case that each one is, their main thing is Hanukkah. Right? So which is it? So like Lemaisa, but who's Hanukkah, right? Who's like really Hanukkah? I don't know. And the more you learn it, the more confused you get. Right? Like, I'm more convinced. No, Yitzchak is Hanukkah. Because Yitzchak's on the left side, it's Gvura, but the Hod. But of course it's Aaron, Yidekonecha Kedoshim, so it's for sure it's Aaron. Aaron's Mamish Hod. Yeah, but it's also Avraham, like we're learning in Gedaliah yesterday. So, right? And Avraham is Gmashia Choshech, so, and Choshech is Yavan, so, right? But really it's Yaakov, because Yaakov's the third of the Avos, and Yavan's the third of the Golias. So definitely it's Yaakov. But Ela told us Yaakov, Yosef. Yaakov is really Sukkot, like the Torah says in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. So really, it's Yosef. You just go on forever. You can go crazy with this. Right? Ah, but Chanukah is the last mitzvah, so it's the last. It's right. It's the end. It's Malchus. It's David. David's the moon. Moon illuminates the night. You go. So which is it? And the answer is yes, 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 and yes. You don't have to be bothered to work out the whole sugya. I told you that from the Stuchin Rebbe, the Rav Matal said that one time. It was like the most freeing thing ever. He said, like, you can give like a shiur, and you can still say, ah, but how does it fit with this? You don't have to always have the answer, how does it fit with this? Because it's all one inyan, and it will never end. So Rav Nachman, this is a b'china this, and this is a b'china that, and this is a b'china this. Everything's a b'china of everything else. Right? It's all inyan echad. So yes, it's all inyan echad. But there should be a certain yishuv adas that comes with it, right? Because now I'm not working on 1,000 different things. I'm working on one thing. I'm working on Hashem Echad. I sum up the whole sugya as one thing. It's Keal Echad. Lavod Keal Echad. V'roa shekol in yonei ha-yetzer heim negud achdus habori. And by the way, the Yitzhar is trying to get me in this, trying to get me in that, trying to get me in that. It's one thing. Yitzhar doesn't want me to be an Eved Hashem. And if I make the singular decision to be an Eved Hashem, to say Hashem Echad, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, then all of a sudden it becomes easier because it's one thing I'm working on. I don't feel like I have 100 million jobs to take care of. I have one job, to be an Eved Hashem. V'chol avodaso muchedes. And all of my avoda is centered around that opening declaration of Har Sinai, like we've seen many times in the Degam Achan Ephraim recently. He keeps saying that this is the word that encompasses Kol HaTorah Kula. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Uvezeh nichlal Kol HaTorah V'avoda. And that's what it means. That's what it means when Habakkuk says, if you have Amun, you have everything. Amun is the root of the whole sugya. And that's what David HaMelech means when he says, Kol mitzvosecha amuna. What does it mean? Kol mitzvosecha is not amuna. There's a mitzvah called Shatnes, there's a mitzvah called Taras Meshpacha, there's a mitzvah called Shabbos, there's a mitzvah called Tefillin. What do you mean? Kol mitzvosecha amuna. But if I realize it's all one sugya of serving Hashem, so then okay. Now I can talk. Now I can get started. And this is what we find in the Zohar. The Zohar says, Sitra de Kedusha, when one enters into the realm of Kedusha, it starts off b'peruda, but it concludes b'chabura. It starts off with pirud, right? Again, you start to teach someone Torah for the first time. You just show them, you take them to a base, imagine someone going to the base medrash for the first time. And they just see, like, it's endless. Right? It's just so much. Where do I start? There's a million different things I need to work on. So much to learn. So the Zohar says, in Kedusha, it starts off, it's overwhelming. But then you start to realize, as you go through it, again, whether it's Nigla or Nister, whether it's actually learning or it's just Dveikus B'Hashem, it's all one sugya. Mimata Lamala, the pieces start to connect, forming this oneness. And that's the kavanah of the Yichud. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Kemosha, underline this, Kavala, Kemosha Hashem Yisbarach Echad, Kein Avodaso Achas. It has to be. All the period of the world is a perception. The fact that we look like we're different people right now is a perception. We're Neshama Achas, we're Neshama Kolelis, which is all just a chelek of Hashem. What do you mean a chelek? That whole term, a chelek Elokam Imal, and say for Eov, the words don't even make sense, a chelek. It's a chelek, Hashem is one. It's a perception of a chelek. So in the realm of Kedusha, it looks like a lot of things, and on a certain level, on a revealed level it is, but a person has to know, I'm working towards one singular goal. And that lifts some of the burden off of your shoulders. To know that it's just one big sugya. One big sugya. V'sitra achra. Now look how he explains the next line of the Zohar. The Zohar says, from the sitra achra's perspective, it starts off b'chabura and it concludes b'peruda. It starts off as one thing, but then it becomes a million things. What does that mean? Look what he says. Ki mitchilas tainas hayetzer. The Yetzirah says, if you just make one decision, make one decision, and everything will be gevaldik. What's the one decision? I don't want to be an Eved Hashem. Now I don't have to worry about anything. Ah, it's Machaya, no? Sleep as late as I want. I can do whatever I want. I can eat whatever I want. I'm freed from all of the things I have to worry about. Yetzirah says, one decision. Sheyifruk me'alav omel chashamayim chas v'shalom. Throw off the yoke, that burden of believing in Hashem. Then all you have to do is take care of your body. That's it. You're freed from all the things. Right? I don't have to spend the rest of my life feeling bad that I don't know Bechoros. I can just be a free man. I can be it's Machaya. One decision. But what happens afterwards? See, it's one thing. But the Zohar says it goes from what? It goes from what? From this one decision. And as life goes on, the whole thing starts to pivot, it starts to crumble. Look how he describes it. It's very powerful. What a pizur it causes. When I'm a Jew, and I'm committed to marrying a Jewish girl, and living a life of taras hamishpacha, it's a million and one details, but you know what? It's so much more yichud, it's so much more unified. But a person who has a secular notion of love or marriage, of intimacy, it's pizur ha-nefesh. It'll never satisfy. The possibility of eating anywhere, as opposed to a kosher restaurant, with the gedar, when I can do, how I can do, it's mamish pizur. Because now, right, it looks like it's, what do you mean? It's one. Everything's one, everything's equal. But that's the biggest pizur in the world. There's no gvulim, there's no boundaries, there's no structure. That causes the most bilbul hadas possible. Because you're never satisfied. There's no end to what a person can do in this world. And it never satisfies. The more you chase it, the more you continue to chase it. And you look for the greater, you know, pleasure, the greater high, and it never satisfies. The person who enters into that world, at first they feel so free, but then they feel so empty. And then they start running around the whole world trying to satisfy that craving, and it's not going to be found. Because you're looking for it in all the brokenness of the world instead of the true oneness, the unifying reality of creation, which is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeh maimer akasav, asher osa elokim esa adam yashar, our very name Yisrael, yashar tekel, straight to Hashem. The straight path, the unified path. Hashem made Adam to be what? To be Yashar. V'heim bikshu cheshbonos rabim. But we entered into the world of what? Into the world of rabim, the world of pirud. The Sfarim bring a remez that rabim is also merames to the four galios. Right? What are the names of the four exiles? Sometimes it's called Edom, sometimes it's called Romi, the Romans. Right? So Romi, Bavel, Yavan, Madai. Those are the four exiles of Jewish history. It's all the pirud of the world. It's the tohu, the bohu, the choshech, the tohom. It's all the confusion of the world. Valkein, and therefore, nikra sitra achra reshus harabim, v'sitra dikedusha nikra reshus hayachid. What a nice Chanukah Torah to end on. The sitra achra is called reshus harabim. Right? It's the world of what? It's Esav's 70 souls versus Yaakov Avinu's what? The family of Esav is called souls. Nefashot, Yaakov is called Shivim Nafesh, right? 70 soul, singular. Because there's a unity to the Jewish home and to the Jewish family. And therefore, the whole avodah of Chanukah is to what? As opposed to the Yavanim, who tried to take Rishus HaRabim and bring it into the ultimate Rishus HaYachid, the Beis HaMekdash. We take Rishus HaYachid, illuminating that light out of our doorway, the Pesach HaBayis, out into the street. To bring Rishus HaYachid outward, to spread Rishus HaYachid out over the whole world. My brother of David told me a great var at the other shop. Beautiful chiddush. What does it say about Yaakov? We'll end with this. Such a good var. He always has such good chiddushim. What does it say about Yaakov? Yaakov is Ham Yoshev Oalim. What does it say about Esav? He's an Ish Yodea Sa'id, Ish Sadeh. So look at that. Esav is an Ish Yodea Sa'id, Ish Sadeh. He's an Ish and he's an Ish. How many people is this guy? What about Yaakov? Yaakov is an Ish Tam, one person, wholesome, even though he's Yoshev Olam, even though he's in a lot of tents, even though he has a very broad view. Yaakov Avinu understands that there's a lot of Olam, there's a ton of Torah to learn. There's a Beis Shammai and there's a Beis Hillel. There's a Reish Lakish, there's a Rabbi Yochanan. There's an Abaye, there's a Rava. There's a Talmud Bavli, there's a Talmud Yerushalmi, right? But it's all unified as an Ish Tam, even though Yoshev Olam. As opposed to Esav, he's an Ish Yodei Asai, Ish Sada. He's mamish, a split personality. That's the world of Esav, that's the world of Pirud, Alma de Pruda, Alma de Shikra, the world of the Sitra Acha, the world of Rishos HaRavim. But a Jew who understands that my whole life is just centered around one thing, that gives you real Yishuv Adas. There's a lot of details, of course, going back to what we learned in Os Chaf Gimel. Yes, there's Klal and there's Prat. There's the big picture, and then there's a million and one details, it's true. But if I'm rooted in the Klal, then the Pratim will eventually come. And if I'm rooted in the Inyan Echad, of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, right? Even though when I first look at what I need to do, it's a Alma de Pruda, but then I start to see how the whole sugya comes together. And the more you learn, you make the connections, you start to understand that, yes, the way I act, you know, when I eat, affects the way that I think, affects the way that I sleep, affects the way that I learn, affects the way that, it's all one big sugya. It's not much all one big Inyan. Okay, so we should be zocher that the light of Chanukah should shine from our Rishus HaYachad out to the world. And we should be able to solidify ourselves in this Inyan Echad. Okay. Shkoyach. Yeah.
Why wasn't Ot Kaf Aleph after this one?
Oh, I don't know how the Sefer was written. I'm not sure like what the
you can't
what the Seder is.
Because wouldn't it make sense that if you realize that a cult, all your vote is one,
yeah, right.
Everything is Echad, then in every situation.
Right.
Then to say that point of, you know,